And now, an End Times update.
Our first End Time report this month is going to begin by focusing on yet another city announcing video surveillance cameras. Now, some people are concerned about Big Brother invading their privacy, but Mayor Daley says that cameras are going to be located only in public areas in Chicago. The technology that is now so much a part of crime fighting and anti-terrorism has gone, as one policeman says, from Stone Age to Star Wars in less than 10 years. This step in the evolutionary link will link more than 2,000 public surveillance cameras in the Chicago area into a unified system. You know, there's thousands of cameras watching, and it seems that they're everywhere. The city's plan is to route live images provided by those cameras on the public way into a unified network piped into the 911 center. That includes every department, public schools, Chicago Transit Authority, city colleges. It includes the Park District and any of the sister agencies that have cameras out there, said Mayor Daley. There are well over 2,000 cameras in that city and its sister agencies, like the school system. They monitor them every day. The city's adding another 250 cameras to potential high-risk areas, most of those downtown. Now, here's an example of how it'll work. If there's a crime on the Chicago Transit Authority platform, most of which are or will be equipped with surveillance cameras, a call to 911 is made and it activates a video link-up. When the system determines that a camera in the vicinity of that 911 call is available, it'll automatically beam back an image to the call taker of the origin of where it occurred. The 911 dispatcher will have, in many cases, the ability to remotely control the camera at the scene of the crime, even though they're miles away. The system's also equipped with software that can alert 911 if there are changes in traffic flow or if the presence of people is found where they're not supposed to be. It could be a water filtration plant or a field at O'Hare where nobody should be walking. So it'll just issue an alert that someone's walking where they don't belong. Now, all of those images will be monitored in a room that's under construction as the 911 operations center. In 18 months, it's going to look like the bridge of the Starship Enterprise with a wall of 200 constantly changing images. The mayor dismisses concerns about the invasion of privacy since the cameras record what happens in the public way. Critics say the cameras ought not to be regarded as a panacea of crime fighting. They say the more there are, the greater the potential for abuse. You know, it's such a mixed bag, folks. This is wonderful technology, and it can keep us safer. But if you think for one moment that dark people won't find dark purposes for modern technology, just listen to this story. This has to do with global positioning and tracking technology. A 32-year-old man was arrested in Glendale, California, for allegedly stalking his ex-girlfriend by attaching a cell phone and a global positioning system underneath her car. He was arrested, and he's being held on $500,000 bail, and he faces a maximum sentence of 6 years in state prison. Police said the man ran a music and video shop, and he used the satellite tracking system to follow this ex-girlfriend everywhere she went. He'd meet up with her unexpectedly at a bookstore, at the airport, or cemetery, and about a dozen other places. Lieutenant John Perkins of the Glendale Police said, "This is what I consider stalking in the 21st century." The woman finally learned how she was being followed when she discovered the ex-boyfriend under her car attempting to change the cell phone's battery. Authorities say the phone contained a motion switch that turned on whenever it moved and transmitted a signal each minute to a satellite. The information was then sent to a website that allowed the man to monitor her location. The man's attorney could not immediately be found for comment Saturday morning. I guess he didn't have his global positioning option turned on. We'll be back with more later.